Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Exceeding great and precious promise. Chapter 1. God, who at sundry time and in different manner spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power. Upholding all things by the word of His power. Is He upholding you?
Yes.
If you have faith in the word of His power, He is. You're going to get a chance to use it in 2022. When He had by Himself purged our sins, set down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels said He at any time, Thou art My Son, this day have I begotten Thee, and again I will be to Him a Father, and He shall be to Me a Son. And again, when He bringeth in the first begotten into the world, He saith, Let all the angels of God worship Him. And of the angels, He saith, who makes His angels spirits and ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even Thy God, hath anointed Thee with oil of gladness above Thy fellows. And Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of Thine hands. They shall perish, but Thou remainest. They shall all wax old as a garment, and as a vesture shalt Thou fold them up, and they shall see change. Thou art the same, and the years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said He at any time, Sit on My right hand until I make Thine enemies a footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that shall be heirs of salvation? Amen. Amen. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
Exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we are partakers. By these we are partakers. Jesus perfects our faith as long as we keep our eyes on Him. This huge cloud, the New Living says, crowd of witnesses, large, dense multitude or throng. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily. Every weight and the sin. What is the weight? What are the problems? What are the worries and the anxieties? And the sin, which does so easily beset us. And it doesn't have to be some great, huge thing. Well, I know I got to get rid of 30 pounds. I got to get this 30 pounds off of me. No, I got to get this 30 pounds. I got to go on a diet. No. Don't go on a diet. Change your life. Change your lifestyle. And you have the exceeding great and precious promises with which to do it. Now, this morning, I weighed 161 pounds. There was a time that I weighed 100 pounds more than that. Not for long. But 2 days is too long. And I fought the battle of the bulls for years. And it was so simple. But I had to make a permanent decision. It was my decision. Nobody else could do it but me. I had to make the decision that everybody knows. If you burn more calories than you eat, you lose the weight. But now that's not the whole answer. Somewhere down the line, you're going to have to make a decision about what kind of food you eat. And all, what are we doing here? Changing.
Yes, sir.
Correcting.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Start with the correction. Okay. Then you get direction. Without the correction, you don't get any direction. And, you know, I look at everything from through the eyes of the pilot. And if I take off on a trip, and I've just used a slow airplane, I'm not talking about jets and that kind of thing, just a slow airplane, 200 miles an hour. And you take off, and you're 10 degrees off course and you never make a correction. For 4 hours. Now, with a 200-mile-an-hour airplane, you're pushing the range on that thing. And you wake up, you have become 133.3 miles off course.
Wow.
Without any correction. Now, I must have direction. The first place, where in the world am I? Well, okay, this is where I am. But now what do I do? Do I go directly to my destination? Or do I cut across and get back on course and then go to the destination? What am I going to do? And, now there's water out there in front of me. What? Oh, me, oh, my. When just corrections along, they don't have to be very much, but the winds change. I'm talking about 2022. In life, the winds change. Storms come up, and you have to go around that storm, which you had to fly farther than you thought you would when you started out. But you just didn't make any corrections. And then you catch yourself out in a mess somewhere and have no idea how to get back. So, get in a book. Find your exceeding precious, great and precious promise. They're in there for your spirit, your soul, your body, your finance, your family. Everything that pertains to life and godliness. Not only life, but the life of faith.
Amen.
It's all in there. It's not a problem when you already know the answer. I don't think I ever said that before. It's not a problem when you already know that. Well, I can tell you what that'd be like, because when I learned to fly, GPS just meant what? I don't know. There was no such thing as GPS. Everything was, you know, computerless. So it was all just as bare bones as you could get. But somebody had the intelligence to take a slide rule and make a circle out of it. Before World War II, and it was called the E6B computer. You could figure wind. You could figure drift. And after a while, you get good enough to use it with one hand. And you could tell what the mileage was to the next fix. And you're continually checking, getting weather reports and making corrections. Any flight any airplane takes for any distance is a constant, continual correction to stay on course. Constant, continual correction. to stay on course.
All right.
And the course is laid out in the Creator's manual. That's what this book is. It is Holy Bible. Amen. I'll close with this. Let's go back over here to where we were in 2 Peter. Divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that's called us unto His glory and excellence, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Now, what is that? His divine nature, we won't turn there tonight. We probably will before we're through. But it's in Exodus 34, 6 and 7. His name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the merciful name, or Jesus. This is His nature. He's compassionate. He's gracious. Gracious. That means He's disposed to show favors. He's gracious. He's slow to anger, abounding in kindness, abounding in faithfulness, extending mercy or chesed to the thousandth generation, extending kindness, forgiving iniquity. So tonight, we'll close with 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I'm nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and love never fails. Love. How could it? 1 John 4, 15 and 16. God is love. He is love. He has faith, but He is love. The same God that so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that nobody would perish, but have everlasting life. And then He hung on that cross, bore your and my sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Guess where we're going next in this study? Right there. Exceeding great and precious. Tonight, if you're in this world without a Savior, I offer you my Jesus. And He said, He is so precious He said, anyone that comes to me, I will for no reason cast him out. No reason at all. I'll never cast him out. I was in prayer, and I was thinking about a situation, and I said, Lord, I don't understand. I mean, even him? And he just rose up on the inside of me. He said, Kenneth, I'm not trying to keep people out of heaven. I'm trying to get them in. He said, I will take a spark of faith. And that's when I heard him say about that. He said, it could be no reward at all, but they can be heavenly servants. Hallelujah. And if you have never accepted him as your Lord and Savior, right now is the time. This is it. This is your night. You can go into this new year a new creature in Christ Jesus according to the Word of God, according to the book, according to the Bible. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we praise you and thank you. Therefore, if any man, any person, be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. What old things? That old nature. That old ugliness. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and given us the ministry of reconciliation, to know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, and not imputing or not holding against them their trespasses, committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, you be reconciled to God. In Jesus, he's already reconciled. The moment Jesus was raised from the dead, sin was defeated. Sickness was defeated. Hell was defeated. The grave was defeated. And great victory came to the human race. All nationalities, all colors. The color's only skin deep. That glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. But the heart. Oh, the heart. The spirit. The spirit being, the moment you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your spirit being is completely recreated in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, this the King James Version is a little twisted. Let me change a little bit. For he who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The righteousness is just an old English word. It just simply means right with God. Just right with, you get right with him. Jesus is our salvation. He is our deliverer. He is our healer. Amen. Amen. He's our soon coming King. Yes. He's our financier. Yes. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, those of you that will allow me the honor and the privilege of leading you to the throne of grace, just pray this. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all my heart. Just like the 10th chapter of Romans says, that you raised Jesus from the dead. I believe that in my heart, and I confess it with my mouth, that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I am now, according to the Scripture, a new creature. I am a new creature in Christ. And as Jesus Himself said, you must be born again. You must be born from on high. I, by faith, call myself born again. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I open my heart. Take my life and do something with it. I receive that by faith. I am a believer. I am not a doubter. If I were to die tonight, if my body were to fall in the floor, I know what the Bible says. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I receive that. And now fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Your representative in the earth, Jesus. Fill me to overflowing with your Holy Spirit. I fully expect to speak with other tongues, a language I've never learned, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. I declare myself saved. I declare myself baptized in the Holy Spirit of God. Therefore, I expect that, and now I yield my tongue to my Master. Let's just all praise Him in the Spirit. And anyone in here that has not stepped over in that place, just do it now. It's the easiest thing you ever did in your life. If you're born again, He's in there. It's just a matter of yielding to Him in faith. Don't have any fear about this coming year, because I've had this planned out for a long time, saith the Lord. I know the beginning from the end, and I understand things more than you think I understand, and I know things and understand more about you than you think, because I love you more than you can conceive, and you are precious in my sight. I knew you before the foundation of the world, and I've been pressing and working and thinking about you and working you around the problems and maneuvering you like a captain would maneuver a ship, praise God, through a stormy harbor. And tonight is the night that you've been docked into a safe place. Tonight is the night that the dream of life can come to pass.
God's divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. He's given you His exceeding great and precious promises. So how do you go from believing it to receiving those promises into your life? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Precious Faith, Precious Promises, learn how God wants to walk you through aligning with His perfect will for your life. Choose to yield to His correction so you can go in the direction He leads you. When you're following His direction, you're able to receive His protection. Let God's love and mercy flow through you and see God's perfection touch every area of your life, spirit, soul, body, finances, everything. find out how He's already put His own faith inside you. In fact, the covenant of grace you have with God gives you access to all He has. Learn to use your God-given faith, get in His Word, and receive the exceeding great and precious promises that He has for you. Request your free copy of Precious Faith, Precious Promises by Kenneth Copeland, available on DVD or MP3. Discover the number one key to answered prayer and how to go from expectancy to ownership. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes.
The message you just heard came from Brother Copeland's teaching at our Victory First meeting. If you prayed with him to receive Jesus into your heart, I want to welcome you to the family of God. You just made the most important decision you'll ever make. The exceeding great and precious promises that Brother Copeland has been teaching us belong to us now, for all of the promises of God are yes and amen. That means you have direct access to God's unlimited supply. To help you understand more about your new life in Christ, we put together some free resources just for you. It's called The Salvation Package. It's a book that Brother Copeland wrote with Sister Gloria, and also two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Request your salvation package today on kcm.org. And while you're online, you'll find many resources to help you learn how to grow spiritually and develop your faith. You can watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, partner testimonies, services from special events, and you can also read the interactive magazine, the daily devotional, and the one-year Bible reading plan. Make KCM your go-to place for the Word of Faith teaching. We want you to join us tomorrow. Now, Brother Copeland is going to teach us how God has given us everything that we would ever need. And that everything includes spirit, soul, body, finances, healing, whatever it is that you need in your life. God has great and exceedingly great precious promises for us. We want you to know today how much that we love you and that God loves you so much. And all together we can proclaim that Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about who you are in Jesus and who He is in you. Request the Salvation Package, free on kcm.org/newlife.